This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Slightly better messages have been coming in on Flirt Divert, which is good, after I said on Monday that you weren't meeting any freaks and therefore the messages were rubbish. Still, don't know what this one is about at all. What's modelling video work?
Hello there. I contacted you, I think it was over the weekend time, referencing you for your ongoing modelling video work. And hopefully we can have a chat about it.
Bobby. He does sound like a train spotter, not a model.
Or maybe he makes like little plasticine models or clay
videos.
Ongoing modelling video work.
Very, very confusing. And then we had the guy earlier who did a little song loosely based on early 90s hit Informer by rapper Snow. Was he too old to rap?
Not then, but probably is now.
Now, definitely, yeah. Because that's what you would do if you wanted to impress a girl. You'd phone up and you'd do a version of Informer by Snow. That's the first thing that would come into your mind.
Fiona, you said, why don't you give me a back... give me a ring back later. I want to get kinky and down. Because me sitting at home eating some bread. Thinking lots about me and you in bed. So why don't you pick up the phone and ring me back. And in case you forgot, my name is Jack.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blam. I lick you bum bum down. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane. I lick you bum bum down.
Fiona.
Snow got the words out a bit better, didn't he?
Yeah.
In his version.
Yeah, he probably had time to practice, though. You know, he had one chance there on an answer phone message. You know what I mean? Cutting some slack. Now, we've all had this kind of message on our answer phone before. This girl, she sounds hot.
You gave me Flirt Divert. I've just realised. Oh my god, you were the minger with a tiny.
Drunk girls are really attractive, aren't they?
Can't beat them.
Drunk people generally, but girls in particular, I do find annoying when they're drunk.
Mm.
Really annoying. Now, can I ask, would you buy one of these, right, on this next message, would you buy one of them second-hand?
Hi there, I noticed your parachute for sale. I'm wondering if you can give me some more information about it. I'm probably looking to jump sometime in the summer, but I'm trying to get stuff organised. Could you please pull me back?
Would you buy a second-hand parachute?
No, I don't think so.
Do they have them on eBay?
No.
They might do.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I've never checked.
What about if he might just be selling a rucksack with a duvet in it or something? Then you jump out the aeroplane. Oh, hang on, where's the cord? Oh, rubbish, there isn't a cord. Ah! You'd give them some negative feedback on eBay after that, wouldn't you?
I'm just checking for you.
Don't buy a second-hand parachute. Surely not. Yeah, there it is, mate. Yep, there's your second-hand parachute.
No, I don't.
Yeah, everything's in there that you need. Yeah.
No, I don't.
You can't,
no. I know. I don't think so. No.
If you've ever bought a second-hand parachute, then you're a fool. But do let me know. And also, check this one out. What is this bloke saying?
It's Dave. In case you didn't find being driven home naked humiliating enough, I've thought of another one. If I leave you naked and blindfold in the gents at Enigma, would that be humiliating enough for you? Get back to me. Let me know what you think. Bye.
Well, we've all been there, haven't we? Blindfolded and naked in the toilets of Enigma.
Not personally, no.
What is that about? Does he run some kind of business where he humiliates people?
If I leave you naked and blindfold in the gents at Enigma.
Which Enigma were you found blindfold and naked in?
Market Harborough.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.